tonight, we're going to wrap up talking about, over the last like 6 weeks, we've been talking about the armor of God and how these different pieces of armor in which we've been looking at and reading, which the Apostle Paul has been giving these helpful tips. We're going to wrap it up tonight and complete looking at how to put on the full armor of God, in which we can, and tonight we're going to talk about how we can fight and we can exercise self-control. And so we're going to continue to look at the verse in Ephesians, and tonight I'm just going to kind of put it all together. We've been talking about each and every piece, and tonight we're going to fully have out it all. And so I'm going to read the whole verse in Ephesians first, and then we're going to walk through it all. So it says in Ephesians 6, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against the flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. Therefore, put on the full armor of God." So that's twice we've been told to put on the full armor of God, mainly because there's a battle going on, and it's like good versus evil, and God wants us to be on the good side. And so this is how it's broken down. It says, "Put on the full armor of God so that the day when evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground after everything you've done. So stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with a breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying." So let's do it. Let's put on the armor of God. And so where's my little sister, Brittany? Let's give her a round of applause. All right, so my little sister likes to dress me up all the time because apparently I don't have a ton of fashion sense, so this is my revenge right here. All right, so it says first, because I'm a visual person, and it says, if you guys remember so far back, we talked about putting on the belt of truth that is buckled around your waist. So Brittany wakes up in the morning, and she realizes, actually, here, before you do this, Brittany wakes up in the morning, so Brittany's fast asleep. Nah, you sleep standing up? That's weird. It's just so awkward. There you go. So Brittany's all peacefully asleep. Look at all these. How creepy would it be if you were really asleep and all these people were watching you sleep? It'd freak you out, right? And you'd exercise self-control of not beating up all of them because you wake up and you're going to put on the full armor of God. And so we're going to start off with the belt of truth that's buckled around your waist. And so if you remember, we talked about the belt of truth and how it's honesty, and that kind of like when you are honest, truth, it's kind of lays down the kind of the whole foundation of everything else. And, you know, your belt, you know, they keep your britches up. It's nice, like, you know, it's a fashionable and stuff. And so she's putting on the belt of truth around her waist. And then it says, "Stand with the breastplate of righteousness." I mean, I'm going to get exercise going back and forth. All right, the breastplate of righteousness, which Rudy talked about, is purity. Okay? It's the breastplate of righteousness. Because with it on, it's the stuff that's going in our heart. And the breastplate of righteousness protects your heart. See, it's protecting your heart. Protects your heart. See, and you're exercising self-control right now from me protecting, hitting your heart because you have the full armor of God on. And that, it's beautiful. See, it protects your heart. All right, so it says the breastplate of righteousness is in place. And then you're going to have your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So when we talked about your feet being fitted, here, you're going to need to take these off. No, no, your shoes. Yeah, didn't that make sense when I did your arms that meant your feet? All right, I mean, they're so cute and little. Okay, you're going to have your feet fitted for the gospel of peace. And we talked about how the gospel of peace, you know, a lot of times your outward appearance kind of shows what you're going to do. And the gospel of peace means you are showing God's love to everybody. So here, oh, it's like the shoes, but weirder and bigger. Look, I even thought I'd like, look at, oh, ah, it's like, okay. Here, so you put on, you have your feet readied, fitted to share the gospel of peace. So you're ready to go. Like way back, way, 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 way back in the day, when battles would happen, they would say that they would know that good news of peace was coming because they could see the feet of somebody running towards them. Why they didn't see the whole person and just the feet running towards them, I'm not quite sure. But people knew when they read this to have their feet fitted. You okay? My water is upstairs, otherwise I'd offer you some. But we now have the breastplate. This is the breastplate. This is the belt of truth on. She's got the breastplate of righteousness, your feet fitted for the readiness that comes from the gospel, and then you have the shield. And it says, the shield of faith that can extinguish all the flames. And so we talked about the shield. Rudy talked about the shield, how it represents... look at that. But the shield represents respect. That you're going to have all these decisions. You're going to have these arrows. It says you're going to have the shield of faith so that you can extinguish all the flaming arrows the evil one is throwing at you. And so, you know, it's like I'm like, pew, and you extinguish my arrow because you have the shield of faith. And so we talked about how that signifies just the respect. Because when you are, we talked about, you know, respecting your parents, respecting just the things of authority that God has given in your life. That way, when the arrows, when those people who are telling you, like, hey, you don't have to listen to what your parents say, or hey, you should do these other not good things that you know. It's both of you? It's a shield. I just lost my shield. All right, next is the helmet of salvation. Bam. All right, so it says... the helmet of salvation, and we talked about how the helmet of salvation is what protects your head. You know, we wear helmets to protect us from, you know, having just our brains splatter all over the ground when you hit your head on the ground. Or, and so we talked about how it's important to have the helmet of salvation on because salvation... because salvation is what saves us from eternal separation from God. It's because of our relationship with Jesus. Because of what Jesus did for us, God in his mercy sent Christ down for us to allow us to have salvation that saves us from eternally being separated from God. And so when we have the helmet of salvation on, and it's not only protecting our heads, but it's protecting our eternal, like eternity, our eternal relationship with God, that we can forever be with him because of salvation. And then it says, and then take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And the sword. You look good. All right, so it says, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God, the more you start to read the word of God, the more you start to every day start reading the Bible and start to soak up just the awesomeness in which is Jesus. The more that you continue to stay in the word, the more you will naturally start putting on the armor of God without consciously putting on the armor of God. Let me say this again. When you are wearing the full armor of God, you are able to exercise self-control, to follow the ways of God, the ways that he wants you to live after him. You're able to do that more than getting distracted by your own evil desires. It says that we are people and we are sinful people, and we're always, because of sin, we just keep falling into this cycle of kind of doing the wrong thing and stuff. And because of sin, we're just stuck. But God sent us Jesus so that way we have an opportunity to see how Jesus lived, to follow in his ways, and through a relationship with Christ, we're given salvation in which we can spend eternity with God. But every day when we're here on earth, I mean, clearly, when you look like this, you stand out. Clearly, like if Brittany's walking down the road, she stands out. I don't know if you've passed many people in your halls that look and dress like this. That would be crazy. It would kind of be a little cool. But obviously, Brittany stands out. There's a water fountain around the corner. Okay. I'm just worried about you. And so anyway, this is what I want you to understand, is that God wants you to live a life following him. Okay, almost done. God wants you to live a life following him. And a life following him clearly looks differently than kind of what the world says. It says that, like at one point it says that we should not conform to the patterns of this world. We should not conform to the patterns of this world, but we should be transformed. And to be transformed, this is what you look like. So every day, you just kind of have to think about, how do I continue to follow God? How do I separate myself apart from the patterns of this world? And this is what you look like. You put on the full armor of God, because then you're able to exercise self-control in which you will not fall into the patterns of this world, but you'll be able to exercise self-control in which you'll be able to follow God. So I'm going to pray for us and then let you guys go to your small groups. I feel like I need to leave. All right, pray with me. God, I just thank you so much for tonight, and I thank you for water, as it is good for the body and soothes the throat. Lord, I just pray that you be with a small group time, and I also pray that as we continue to just continue to look at your word, as we continue to follow you, by looking at the example that you sent for us, as we continue to follow the example Christ laid, that we will daily put on the full armor of God, so that way we are set apart from what the world says we should look like and follow you. We love you, and we look forward to coming back next week and hearing Nick. It's in your son's name I pray. Amen.